You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, I'm Chip with the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for June 28th. This one will be slightly longer than usual. I apologize. And by the way, I have a request at the end. As you may have seen on my blog at 2minutetimelord.com, I've compiled all of the poll results on the episode-by-episode polls at Outpost Gallifrey / the Doctor Who forum before that site vanishes into the ether on July 1st. It's been really interesting going through that data, and you can find it on my website. There was a huge, huge leap in the number of people who decided that they wanted to vote on the episode Love and Monsters, which, probably not coincidentally, was the most reviled of all of the episodes of the new series. On the other hand, the following episodes just were absolutely loved. Rob Shearman's Dalek, Russell T. Davies' Doomsday, Paul Cornell's Human Nature and Family of Blood, Stephen Moffat's Blink, and Russell T. Davies' The Stolen Earth. And then we get to Journey's End. Now, Journey's End has been reviled by some folks, including a disproportionate share of the podcasters and bloggers that I follow and enjoy. But Journey's End was still appreciated by 3 out of 4 fans on the Outpost Gallifrey forums. Mind you, the Outpost Gallifrey forums have been dismissed as either a bunch of pro-RTD sycophants or a bunch of RTD haters, depending on who's reading what. If you think about the positive response for Journey's End on the forum, and if you think about the fact that this episode gave Doctor Who its first ever number one rating for the week and an appreciation index of 91, then you might think we're in Michael Bay's Transformers 2 territory, where we're talking about one of the most critically reviled movies in history, and it's on a track to make more money than several G8 nations put together. But Journey's End is not Transformers 2. Critics have identified several examples of Michael Bay not even trying to tell a coherent narrative for an audience that isn't looking for one. On the other hand, Journey's End has a narrative structure, and it's got character arcs in abundance. Unlike T2, there is a story there. The only question is whether you liked that story or not. The upshot for me is humility. It's the easiest call in the world to say Love and Monsters or Fear Her, or frankly, Transformers 2, are bad stories, even though in the case of Love and Monsters or Fear Her, even fewer than a third of fans on the Doctor Who forum actually hated them. But when a sizable majority of Doctor Who fans enjoyed Journey's End, and an unprecedentedly large mainstream audience loved it, and the basic checkboxes for storytelling have been ticked, then I think the correct statement isn't, it sucked. It's, I hated it. Even though bile makes for entertaining blogging, for me, bile misses the mark, especially in the case of Journey's End. And that's your slightly longer than 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for June 28th. I have a favor to ask of Torchwood fans in the UK. If you would be interested in possibly submitting a 2-minute review of the episodes as they happen, one of them or all of them, if you're interested, please drop me a line at webmaster@2minutetimelord.com. That's T-W-O. You can also find me on iTunes or follow me on Twitter at @2minutetimelord. Thanks for listening. Sorry I took so long. Oh, one last thing. You know who you are. Moffat, 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 Moffat.